Support for Let's Eat comes from Bombs Natural Foods. More than just supplements, Bombs offers massages, ion cleanses, a juice bar, and an educated staff for all of your questions. Bombs Natural Foods, with locations in Merrillville, Highland, and BombsNaturalFoods.com.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. That's right. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. We're sitting here live in our Merrillville studio on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. How you doing, Sharon?
I'm good. Happy Friday. How are you?
Oh, you know, the kitchen's hot. And the three guys that got here with us, I'm sure they've just experienced the same thing I did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They just got out of their lunch rush and they came over here and gracious enough, and we're going to talk to them a little bit here about their business. But we want the people to call in.
Yeah.
769-9577, 769-9577. And we're going to have gift cards to give out from Big Time Burgers and Brew out of Portage. And I'm going to throw one in, too, from Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. So...
beautiful.
Call in 769-9577. Sharon, so what's up? What's going on in the community?
It's a good chance to get themselves some free food, so they better call in.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool things going on. I know that the farmer's market is coming to Crown Point tomorrow, the 8th, on Main Street. The city's also adding a Wednesday market, too. So that's pretty cool. It's just fun to walk around and, you know, just taking the vibe, buy some fresh veggies, fresh fruits.
I was talking to Tom, and he's saying that's the one place he loves to go to is the farmer market in Crown Point. And I guess tonight they got the corn roast going on in Crown Point.
Oh, yeah. Is that the whole weekend, too, right?
Yeah, and tomorrow they got, like, these craft fairs and some more entertainment with booze and food. Yeah. And they got a new venue over there. They built a brand new venue that has an ice skating rink, which they disassemble and it becomes a band shelter. It's right next to the junior high over there, right off the square.
Oh, how nice.
So that's somewhere I'm probably going to end up going tomorrow. Or maybe not tonight because, you know, me and the guys over here, we have a dinner session to attend to right after the show.
Oh, really cool.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
In two different establishments, but we'll both be doing the same things.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah. You know, nothing says happiness like outside festivals in Northwest Indiana in the summertime.
Well, you know what? This is the best time of the year in Northwest Indiana.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
The summertime. You got the beaches. You got all the little lakes. You got all the festivals.
It's great.
You know, the only time it's bad is in the kitchen because this is the hot time of the year in Indiana.
You should get yourself a swamp cooler. Can you do that in the kitchen?
You know what I think I'm going to do is just fill up my pants with some ice.
That's probably cheaper.
It is cheaper. It's a lot. You know, I just go out there to the pot machine, put some on my head. And, but so what else is going on? Anything else?
Well, you know, let's see. Well, what else? You know, they got the new thing in Schererville where they're doing those free movie showings. That's happening a little bit later on in the month. I think what we're doing or what they're doing is you know, these free movie showings. Like I said, they show them at dusk, a different movie every time. They got a couple in June and one coming up in July.
Yeah.
I think it's time for us to hit the road.
Yeah, these guys are getting impatient. We got to drive out to Portage there. Are you going to drive?
Yeah, I always drive.
Why do you always drive? I never drive.
Am I lazy? You know, I can handle the vehicle.
I think I'm a lazy kind of guy.
It's a very sophisticated vehicle.
Yeah, maybe it's because oh, my God. You got to fix that door?
I'm busy, Nick.
Oh, there you go. Come on. I'm cranking it, Sharon. I'm cranking it. You always say you're cranking it, but I'm really cranking it. You know,
see?
There you go. You got it going?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a master at this.
You say you drive the stick shift pretty well.
This is a flawless classic.
Yeah, it's a Model T. How'd you get one of these?
I have my sources.
Yeah, good. Okay, so, folks, we're driving into the Portage.
Yeah.
You're a good driver, too.
Thank you. Pride myself on it.
Okay, we're here.
Oh, yeah.
It's about time. You know, the breeze was just making my hair all a mess, and I don't know how I'm going to cook with a messy
hand. Can't have that.
Okay. So we're here today. Thanks. We want to thank these guys for coming in from Big Time Burger and Brew, and they're from Portage, and we want you to call in 769-9577. They got gift cards for you to come and visit their establishment. I've got a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery for you guys, and let's start the interview. You know what's odd is this is the first time I've had three owners. You know what I mean? So all three of these guys own the place. And you know what? They look like they get along.
Oh yeah, that's a beautiful thing.
So
they're holding court with the big cheeses. What's that?
You should see us at night.
Oh yeah, especially whoever the expediter is, I'm sure is the one. So we got Matt, we got Rolly, and we got Trey, the three amigos from Big Time Burgers and Brew out of Portage. How you guys doing?
Doing good today.
Great.
So, you know, we're going to start off like we always do with a little bit of background so the people out there get a gist of what you guys are about. So, Matt, why don't we start with you? Give us a little bit of, you know, where you went to high school or, you know, if you were family and stuff like that.
Yeah, my parents are both from the region. My mom.
Doesn't he have a great radio voice?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been told that.
Yeah.
I've been told I have a face for radio, too. But yeah. No, my mom grew up in Gary. My dad grew up in Glen Park. My dad went to Lew Wallace. My mom went to Andrean. We retired Air Force, so we traveled around a lot when I was a kid. Ended up in Maryland, so I graduated high school in Maryland, stayed behind, went to college. Always kind of liked the industry. First job was as a bouncer. Moved out here in 03, got a job at a couple local restaurant, worked there for a long time. Quit that after many years. Started working for Rolly at a restaurant that we own called Gastro 49.
Okay.
And that's kind of when the whole big time thing kind of started to form, and that's when I came on board.
And where do you live now?
I live in Chesterton.
Okay, so you're pretty close to your job.
Yeah, not too far.
Okay, how about you, Rolly? Give us a little background about yourself.
Moved out to Portage, Indiana about 15 years ago. Came here from Chicago.
Okay.
I was in the music industry for about 27 years.
Oh, wow.
When I moved out here to Portage to be closer to my wife's family, I started a publication called the NWI Entertainer, which was around for about 11 years. At the end, I wanted to do something different. I was around a lot of different brewers and the whole industry was kind of changing, and I thought of a good idea for maybe starting a restaurant that can cater to all the local breweries and selling different hard to find beers.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the idea started. I have a friend named Jason who owns a small pub in Highland called Beer Geeks.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of turned me on to everything, and I was very intrigued by the way I saw people were drinking beer. And
what would you mean?
Jumped.
Like what? You were intrigued by the way you saw the word, the way they were, the different kinds. Or
you grew up with PBR, and now all of a sudden
exactly.
It's an art.
Yeah, I grew up PBR, Coors, Miller, you know, and then all of a sudden there was a whole big boom in hearing what was going on in Michigan and Illinois, and I thought it's going to hit here. And sure enough, within a few years, it started hitting, and you saw a lot of great breweries, Three Floyds, for example, winning all these prestigious awards, and that Shoreline has been around for a long time.
Yeah,
little by little, everyone was popping up. That was Trump, and I just always thought it'd be cool to have a place where we can cater to a lot of the region local.
So you're bringing them all in?
Yeah, brought them all in, came up with Gastro 49. It's now turned 4 years old back in March. Met Trey during the process. I was very blown away by his view and his culinary experience and the food he was pounding on at the time, and I said, man, I told Matt, we got to get together with this guy. This guy's just a genius.
And there he is. We got Trey right here.
Yes.
Trey, how you doing?
Cool. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Give us a little bit about your background.
I grew up in, born and raised in Lowell, Indiana.
Okay.
I still live in Lowell. I did leave for a while. Worked in restaurants in Florida, Pennsylvania, Illinois. It's just something that's been a lifelong passion of mine.
So how did the three of you hook up? I mean, totally hook up. I mean, whose idea was to bring it all together? Who was the cornstarch, the stiffener?
Rolly's definitely he's
the architect.
Definitely the guy that brought us all together. I mean, he basically Facebook stalked me. I was actually working at the Lighthouse at the time.
Uh-huh.
He met me I was working at Offsquare Brewing. And
they're on next week.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
I created the menu there, and I created the food, the program that they had there, and he was a frequent guest, and we didn't make anything happen then, but he kept up on the old Facebook messaging, and I eventually just.
So, have you guys always been in food, or do you guys any of you guys do some odd jobs, something different? All food, all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I got my degree in kinesiology, but the
what is that?
It's
movement of the body, right?
It is a precursor for physical therapy, occupational therapy. But I always liked it. I mean, you never have the same day twice. You know, you're around people. I've always been. I never really saw myself as a 9-to-5 suit and tie kind of guy.
Yeah.
So.
Really? I mean, you did the whole music thing. Was it like this food was just that much exciting? Could you just get out of that whole music scene?
You know, technology was always kicking my butt. And I think I started the music industry back in 1984.
Uh-huh.
And as a music promoter, just renting local banquet halls back in the day, and then those banquets turn into bigger venues and bigger venues. And just jumping around, and music industry started going south back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do something different. Yeah, just companies that I don't want to name too many names, but these big corporate companies started coming in, and we were starting to get thrown to, like, booking maybe possibly C&B style bands, and it just wasn't working out. So I wanted to change. I wanted to do something different. My wife had an idea to move down to Indiana from Chicago. And one day, I would always say, absolutely not. And then one day I said, all right, fine. And
taxes are better.
Yes. And it was probably the best thing I've ever done, because I love it out here.
How about you, Trey? I mean, have you done anything different, or has it pretty much always been food?
My whole life, it's always been about food. I've always wanted to be in the food industry. But as you probably know, it's a very challenging industry.
Oh, yeah.
So there have been times where I have...
They would have saw me this morning. It was very challenging.
I have gotten out of the industry and done other things, for sure.
So, Rolly, since you're the glue, give us a little history of the business.
Of
the Big Time Burger and Brew.
How
long has it been around? And
The idea was asked of us back about 3 years ago. Portage was in They wanted to build and redevelop the whole Portage downtown district.
Mm-hmm.
And I was confronted by a gentleman named Mike O'Connor at the time. And he was showing us just some plans for the future of the downtown Portage area. And they came up. They offered us a space. We were kind of a little hesitant because, of course, at that time, Gastro was only about a year and a half old.
Okay.
But they... They came to us, and I just started living in Portage. I always wanted to do something in Portage. They just started putting together the possibilities that it could have. I talked to Matt. We were always constantly talking about it. Yes, maybe we can, but Gastro 49 at the time, it was new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we already had our hands full. We kept saying we need that one person.
Mm-hmm.
That one person that has that same love and passion for making great food. And one day I was visiting a brewery in Crown Point, and I was sitting there, and I was talking to a mutual friend that was working there. He said, hey, you know, our chef here is amazing, and I was tasting the food. I was like, yes, he is. I think we were there four times out of 6 days, just constantly tasting food, and then that's when I met Trey. And we started talking, and like he said, I would approach him. I knew when I met him, right after I met him, he had moved back over to Cedar Lake. I just kept in touch, and Matt and I would constantly talk about hopefully maybe one day this guy will join us, and sure enough, one day out of nowhere we kind of made the decision, you know, we're gonna go ahead and do this, and we're gonna just do it, and then sure enough, Trey called.
Isn't that how it is? If you sit there and just wait and wait, it just goes away, doesn't it? You almost have to put, like they say, the cart before the horse.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to do that. So Matt, give us a little feeling of the atmosphere of Big Time Burgers and Brew.
Well, we're a family restaurant. We do have a full bar, but we consider ourselves family dining.
So you can bring kids in?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's casual. The environment's pretty laid back. We have a lot of it's local brewery stuff, art on the walls. It's pretty industrial is the look we're going for. We have a giant beer barrel for our tap. We have 32 beers on tap.
A lot of earth tones in the building, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of matches, but it wasn't on purpose, but it kind of also matches what Founder Square is doing in that area with kind of the color schemes kind of all over the place. And it ties in pretty good.
So what? Let me ask you, Trey. How many people do you guys seat there?
140.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
That's a big place.
That's a very, very big place. So, do you have an outdoor area or anything like that?
We do not at this time. No.
Okay. Now, do you guys do? Can you get reservations? Can you do parties, like separate parties? Do you have a party room or banquet room or anything like that?
We don't. It's first come, first serve.
Okay. Now, do you do any kind of like catering menu at all? Do you have like a catering menu?
We don't at this time.
Okay. Now, how long has this been open for?
We opened March 25th, so we're about 2.5 months in.
Yeah.
Wow. That's new.
Yeah.
So, folks, call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card to this brand new place. I didn't realize it was March. I thought they were a little bit older than that.
You are right on it, Nick.
I know.
It's great.
By mistake.
I know.
So call in, get a gift card from Big Time Burgers and Brew and Chef Nick's Eatery. And, you know, you can have a day of two different places or two different days of driving around, especially with all this nice weather.
It's very tasty food.
So, we got Matt, which is you kind of do more of the alcohol stuff.
Yeah, I do more of the bar side.
The bar side. And Rolly, you do more of the beer?
I purchase all our beer.
All the beer?
Yeah, I purchase all our beer.
And Trey, you're all about the food.
Absolutely.
Okay, since you're all about the food, why don't you describe a couple of the items you just brought in?
What I made for you today, we did our sweet and spicy candied bacon. It's a cherry wood smoked bacon with a brown sugar and cayenne glaze.
All right, good. Did you try that, Sharon?
I did. It was delicious.
It is very good. So something like that, you do all that, and then you kind of roast the bacon with it all on top?
Yeah, basically, we bake it off. It's about
so a, is that sort of like your version of a beef jerky?
It kind of has that type of a
it has a little. It has a little bit of heat.
A little sweetness.
Yeah. So, like, if you're sitting there drinking a beer,
perfect.
So somebody can walk up and say, "Hey, I want some bacon," and they kind of eat it like it would be a jerky.
Yeah, it goes very well with the beers that we have.
I could see that.
Yeah.
And what burgers do you have there?
I brought the burger. I brought in was our Big Time burger. That's our house burger. It's we grind our meat in house. It's our own blend, three different cuts. That one has sautéed mushrooms, caramelized onions, smoked Gouda cheese, and white truffle aioli.
Oh, wow.
And that's plated with the sweet potato wedges with roasted garlic maple aioli.
That all looks good. And what do you have next to that?
Next is our hot honey chicken sandwich. It's
now, is that a pulled chicken?
It's a chicken breast.
Okay.
It's brined and marinated for about a 36-hour span.
Oh, wow.
And then it's... that it's a buttermilk marinade, then it's breaded in seasoned flour and fried, and it's got a hot honey, so it's a honey blend of with a hot sauce that I make there.
And what do you have next to that? It looks like a dessert of some sort.
That's our peanut butter mousse pie, deconstructed.
Deconstructed.
Yes.
That looks very good. And Matt, you brought some. no, wait. Let's get back to the cups of food.
A couple of our side dishes that. I brought out our BLT slaw and the apple jalapeno
ooh,
slaw.
That BLT slaw should be good. So it probably tastes just like a BLT.
Yes.
But on the slaw.
Yeah.
And Matt, you brought some stuff to shake up, didn't you?
Yeah, I got two cocktails. I got one's called the Big Hog. It's a twist on traditional old fashioned. It's got Traverse City cherry bourbon, bitters, a little bit of brown sugar, simple syrup, fresh orange peel, and a bacon slice. And I got another one called the Buggy. It's going to be raspberry vodka, citrus vodka, a little bit of Combier, which is basically orange liqueur. Muddled strawberries and a little bit of fresh sour mix.
Wow.
That sounds really good.
Did you come up with that yourself?
I did. Yeah.
Wow.
So you want to mix up one up?
Yeah,
one
I'd love to.
Okay, which one are you going to mix up for us?
I'm going to do the buggy.
You got to do the buggy.
Yeah. So they can all hear it. Yeah.
Folks, call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And get a gift card to Big Time Burgers and Brew. And when you go there, you can visit Matt, and Matt will make you, this is the buggy?
This is called buggy.
Yeah. Okay, let's shake it up. Yeah, just shake it up right so you guys know what it's like. There you go. We're doing it for real.
Wow.
So we get to get a little taste here.
Yep.
You know, when I was in college in the dormitory, I needed one of those so I can really show off.
For sure. Yeah.
What is that thing called again?
Oh, it's just a shaker.
That's a shaker. I need a shaker so I could have shake.
Definitely.
We have a little sip here. This is the buggy.
Okay,
very,
yeah,
very
okay,
tasty.
Here we go.
It looks good. It looks very, very refreshing. That's good.
You like that?
Yeah, that is like... Good. The problem with that is, Matt, is it's so good that, to be honest, I'm not a real big beer drinker. I will drink beer, but I'm really more of a whiskey drinker.
Okay.
But it's so good that I probably would drink too much and really get trashed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's easy. I mean, it's like so smooth. It's like refreshing. Yeah.
You know what it is? It's the fresh sours. Like, I had never really worked a bar where everybody uses Rose's lime juice and Bailey's.
Yeah.
When I found out Chef Trey over here was making his own mayonnaise, I'm like, oh, well, I got to start picking my game up, figure out how to make some fresh margarita mix.
So you guys kind of work off of each other a little
absolutely.
Bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we do weekly features. Uh-huh. He does a sandwich.
This
and
is very good.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we sell a decent amount of those. That's probably one of our best-selling drinks. And yeah, we do weekly features too. I do a featured cocktail, and he does an appetizer, or a sandwich, a burger, and a soup, and we just run it for the week, and then that's it.
Chef, you can almost reduce this down into a caramelized state and put it over something.
Absolutely.
Is that good? We got a full, you know what? Now you guys are going to get me all buzzed.
Yeah, I see you need to come hang out in our kitchen, it sounds like. You guys could like come up with some stuff.
Got Joan. She might even want you to mix her a drink. She's from Portage.
Joan, how you doing?
I am doing great, and I'm so excited that you guys are in Portage. I live in Ogden Dunes, and we're really excited that you're in Founders Square.
Now,
come see you.
Joan, have you ever been out there?
We drove past it because some of our friends told us they had been there, and I didn't know where it was. So we're going to make sure we get back there and take some of our friends. So
when you drove past it, did it smell really good? I tell you what, it tastes very good.
Smell good. Of course it smells good, right?
Do you have a question for our guys here?
I do. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the quality of your beef. Is it organic or is it...
The beef that we use, it's Midwest corn-fed beef, USDA choice or above. It's not grass-fed or organic. It is a corn-fed beef.
Joan, are you a big burger eater?
I am. I'm really trying to, you know, because of all the different chemicals that, you know, I'm really looking for organic beef and chicken, so I was really curious if that's what you did, but I'm definitely interested in coming and trying one of your burgers.
You know what? When I was talking with Trey, I didn't realize it, but they actually grind their own beef.
Oh, awesome!
You know, and Trey, tell you use three different cuts.
Yeah, it's a blend of chuck, brisket, and tri-tip.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
You know, and to be honest with you, Joan, I've been in the restaurant business since I've been 11 years old, and now I'm starting to see because we've had a couple people on. I think the trend now, Sharon and Joan, and you guys, is the grinding of your own hamburger. You know, you see all these trends, burgers, wines, everyone's making, roasting their own beans for coffee. But I'm starting to see that people are starting to grind their own. That's like becoming a trend if you're a burger place, and that's what you want to be known for. Mm-hmm. So I know it's not organic, but you know what? I think it's probably one of the next best things.
Why is it a big deal, though, to grind your own ground beef?
Well, it's fresher.
Okay.
Yeah.
It comes off different. I mean, there's a difference between getting burger in that's been frozen and thawed out, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Or you get a burger that's frozen and cook it. But if you cook your ground beef from a raw state, it's a totally different flavor, the texture's different, and there's not a toughness to it. Burger that's been tossed too much or tumbled too much gains starch. The protein inside the meat becomes starchy and becomes pulley. Okay. You know? And then when they freeze it, they do that. So it's got a little bit of a pull to it. Right. But when Trey grinds it fresh, it falls apart in your mouth, doesn't
right.
it?
Well, it's kind of like when you order a burger that's fresh ground, you can order it like the same way you would order a steak. It's the quality of the product is so much higher.
Oh, yeah.
Than it's something that's been pre-patted, plus, you know, being able to use the different cuts.
So, Joan, does that kind of influence you saying, you know what, these burgers will probably be just good enough?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Getting over there, and thanks so much again for opening up a place in Portage.
You know what, Joan? It's not just a place. They got a guy that's a chef, and you know what? Look on their Facebook, look on their website, and you'll be amazed at the things that Trey's making right now.
Thank you.
You know what? We'll be sending you out a gift card to Big Time Burgers and Brew out of Portage, and a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
Excellent.
Thank you for calling in. We'll hear from you next week, maybe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So that, like I said, that is becoming the new way is to grind your own. How much burger do you grind a week, you think?
We go through about 1,000 burgers a week.
Wow.
So, awesome. They're half-pound burgers, so that's 500 pounds.
And that's just not the only thing you do. I mean, your name says it, but you actually guys do a lot more. I mean,
yes.
I was surprised that you actually do oysters on a half shell.
Yes.
Tell us some other things you do. Whoever wants to raise their hand to talk, go ahead. You're giving it to the expert, aren't you, huh, Rolly? Go ahead, tell us. And you know what, Matt? That drink did give me a chill in my body. Go ahead.
I keep everything real simple. I try to get the best products I can get, the best ingredients, and make pretty what's pretty simple food. I just try and do it, the absolute best I can, you know.
I tell you what, when you go on the website, Sharon, it's like eye candy.
Oh, some of
this
bet.
Is really, okay. really cool. And I'm into it. I mean, I get excited when I see stuff like that. People probably think, oh, you work around food all day.
Everybody gets excited I about do get, food, I do.
When
fresh
I look
food.
At I, what I saw,
and
we'll
quality.
Get back, after this phone call, we'll get back to this big tower challenge I've seen. Go ahead. Who do we got there,
Sharon? Got one of your colleagues, guys, Chef Julie.
Hi, Chef Julie.
From Point.
Hey, how you doing, Nick? How are you, Sharon?
Hey, how you doing, Hector?
Good.
Long time no hear you guys.
Yeah, so what's up?
Well, I am so amazed you guys are opening in Portage. You know, I remember I went to Off Square Brewery and tried those delicious burgers from the chef. He did amazing.
Thank you.
And making burgers, it's a little tricky, you know. It's a great dish, but you have to know how to make the meat.
Absolutely.
So, Hector, what question you got for these guys? Any questions?
Okay. What is the best burger that you have on the menu right now, and why you create it?
In my personal opinion, I think they're all great burgers. It's kind of strange that the number one selling burger is the classic cheeseburger.
Uh-huh.
My personal favorite is the firecracker. I think the sweet and spiciness of it is just phenomenal. It's our burger, but we season it with our house-made Cajun spice. I got a firecracker mayo, a hot pepper relish. It's got a fried pepper jack wedge and cherry wood smoked bacon on it on an onion roll. It's spectacular.
Now, Hector, you like hot? Hector, you like spicy?
I do. I am Chef Yuli.
Oh, Chef, I'm sorry. Do you like spicy?
Chef Ulysses from Pepper.
Yeah, Ulysses. I did. When you said Yuli, I thought it was somebody else. Do you like spicy, don't you?
I love spicy food. You know, it's my favorite. We want the heat, you know. You want some spice in your life.
Ulysses is a tapas guy. He owns
tapas
restaurants.
Okay,
so
Ulysses, yeah, I know him.
You know him?
Yeah.
Okay. So Ulysses, what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card. Now you get to get away from your place
that's
and go somewhere
nice,
else.
Isn't it always very nice, Nick?
Isn't it always tastes better when somebody else cooks for you?
Actually, yes.
It does. So what we're going to do, we're going to send you out a gift card to Big Time Burgers and Brew out of Portage and one to Chef Nick's Eatery, okay?
Thank you very much, Nick. One more thing. We're going to do a pop-up today in the Corn Rose.
Okay.
In Crown Point. We're selling empanadas.
Okay.
And also we're doing a collaboration with the Cafe Fresco in Crown Point. You have to visit us today. We have amazing empanadas today with beef.
Are you going to be there tomorrow?
Today and tomorrow,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, you know what? I'll be there with my kids tomorrow.
That's awesome. Oh, you know what? The Crown Point people did amazing in the Bulldog Park. The phone time for the babies is really, really nice. I highly recommend it.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
I'll be seeing you around.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll see you guys tomorrow in Chesterton also for the European Farmers Market.
Okay. Sounds good. Right.
Sounds good.
So, guys, do you guys go out there and have you guys got – I know you're new. I didn't realize how new you were, but is it down the road? Are you guys thinking about doing any farmer markets or any kind of festivals or anything like that?
There is some stuff that we have in the works, yes.
They have festivals they already do over there in the Founders Square location. They do a Bacon Fest and a Brew Fest every year. And with this being our first year there, we're going to hopefully do some sort of partnership with them.
So, Trey, what's this challenge you have? I seen it. It looks like about 20-foot high hamburger or something like that.
It's pretty crazy.
It is pretty crazy.
It's the burger itself. It's got four of the patties. The total weight, we weighed it. It's just over
just
5 pounds.
Just for weights and measures, I know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
How much is it?
5 pounds.
Oh, wow.
The burger, yeah.
And then you get fries?
Fries. Well, we had someone come in and try to do the challenge, and it was 2 pounds of fries. I believe I'm going to reduce it to one.
Oh, you're trying to be nice.
Yeah, I'm going to be nice.
Has anyone completed the challenge?
No.
And if you do, what happens?
If you complete it, it's a $60 challenge. You get the challenge for free.
Okay.
You get your picture on the wall, and you get a T-shirt.
Okay. And then what happened? You got a cot in the back where the guy can lay down?
No kidding.
Because that's a lot of burger.
That's a lot.
So your menu, like I said, your name says Big Time Burgers and Brew.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about some of the other things you have on your menu.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, anything in particular you want?
No, just go run down. I noticed you have, with burgers, you've already talked about your firecracker burger. You have like a Korean barbecue burger. Okay, I got one to ask you about. The Greek-style burger.
Yes.
Do you actually ground lamb in there?
I do. It's 100% lamb.
It's 100%
lamb. 100% lamb.
Now, doesn't that cause it to be a little stiff?
It does not, because it's the blend that I use. The trick,
mm-hmm.
the trick to make lamb moist.
Uh-huh.
I'll give it to you. It's
I like that.
You take white bread.
Okay.
Soak the white bread in milk.
Okay. Sort of like doing meatballs.
So it's sort of like a meatball, but, uh-huh. and then you put it in there with some Greek spices, and
That's something I got to try.
Fresh mint, fresh oregano.
You use fresh mint. Absolutely. You know, my mother grows the mint for my restaurant.
Right on.
Because mint is very expensive, isn't it?
You sound like my mom right now. She wants to do the mint for us.
Yeah. You know, mint folks out there, first of all, call in 769-9577. 769-9577. You know, call in. You know, you get a gift card from Big Time Burgers and Brew, one from Chef Nick's Eatery. Ask a question, and you got gifts.
Yeah. I mean, free knowledge from total professionals.
Very professional. We have the three amigos here. And they know what's going on with booze,
but hey.
Beer, and food. So, like I said, my mother actually grows the mint. And you know what? Mint grows like weeds.
Pretty much.
Just like a weed. It's like, you know, the biggest, hardest part.
Smells good, though.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like, you know, Wrigley's gum. You know, the hardest part of it all is this stripping them down and dry them out and, you know, crumbling them up so they're at the right. And my mother's like 80 years old, and she still does it for me. So, I saw another item on here that was kind of cool. And that was the beer braised Reuben.
Yeah.
That sounds a little bit different.
Right.
What is that? Explain it to me.
So basically, it's the corned beef, the brisket is it's braised in, it's Yingling is what we use. So it's, we use a Mirepoix, roast on top of the Mirepoix in 100% beer.
Uh-huh.
And braise it for 3 hours.
So you guys actually cooked your own corned beef?
Yes.
Wow.
Comes out super, super tender, and it's got that little hint of beer in the, in the background.
And you do the whole thing with the thousand and the...
No, we use the traditional, we use Russian, house-made Russian dressing, sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, you know.
So you're saying your biggest seller is the cheeseburger?
The biggest seller in the entire place is a classic cheeseburger, just straight up.
And you guys do, like, pork tenderloins?
Right now, this week, our featured item is a Indiana style, you know, that's our state sandwich.
Looks like a hubcap on a little tiny bun.
I just learned that this week. I've lived here for 16 years. I didn't know we had a state sandwich, but that's it.
That's our state sandwich.
So you do ribs?
We don't do ribs.
Okay. Now you've had ribs. Is that what you do? You do some specials all the time?
I do weekly features.
Okay.
We are opening a barbecue restaurant. Across the street, actually, from Founder Square, called Bark Barbecue and Bourbon.
Okay.
So I will be into the rib business here quite soon.
Are you actually going to get a smokehouse?
Yeah, smoker. Yes.
You are going to get a smoker.
It should be here in about 2 weeks.
Oh, so this means it's going to be a big smoker.
Huge. 800 pound.
Wow.
So
that's how much meat it can hold. 800 pounds.
Wow. So. That when you expect that to open? That's kind of good news. That's like news breaking. We got a scoop.
We did. That's impressive. Thank you.
We are planning to open in July.
In July,
yes.
And it's going to just be a straight out barbecue place.
Straight out barbecue place.
You'll probably be making your own barbecue and
all the barbecue sauce. Everything will be made from scratch. But you know, brisket, pulled pork, chicken. Actually, we're going to barbecue lamb.
Which, really?
Yeah.
I love lamb.
I do too.
I just love lamb.
So, did you say what the name of it was going to be?
It's Bark Barbecue and Bourbon.
Wow.
Barque. Bark.
Yep.
That's
Hey, Matt, you want to make us another drink?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because this one's kind of going. Let me have one more.
I love this. Sip.
You know, I got to get ready for dinner rush.
Yes.
So, folks, call in 769. I'm having a good time.
That's great.
Yeah, I know. 769-9577. 769-9577. And get a gift card to Big Time Burgers and Brew. Out of Portage and Chef Nick's Eatery. What do you got here?
That is the Big Hog.
The Big Hog. And what is inside the Big Hog?
Wow, that's great.
This reminds me of...
It's like an iced tea with a piece of bacon in it.
Yeah, you know what it reminds me of? Is Dean Martin should be sitting next to that right now. The Rat Pack. I mean, I haven't seen a drink like this since like the 60s and 70s. I'm an old guy. Okay, so I haven't seen a drink like this since the 60s or 70s. Yeah.
So that's just a twist on an old fashioned. Old fashioned.
Sharon, if I take a sip of this, I mean, you're gonna take a sip from the other side.
Judgment. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
You gonna try some too, even though I put my lips on here.
I don't mind.
I'll leave the other side for you.
Trust you.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, yeah. How is it?
Very smooth. What's in there again?
That is Traverse City Cherry Bourbon, out of Michigan.
Wow, I can taste the bacon.
Some brown simple syrup,
mm-hmm.
A little bit of bitters, and an orange peel.
You know, really, I don't slurp my drinks. I'm just doing it for a show.
Yeah, you got to do it for effect. But it's all about theater of the mind.
But you know what? This fruity one is it.
That is
it's
good.
Making me smile.
It's a good summer one, yeah.
So, Rolly, you know, you do all the beer and everything, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, how many different beers do you have on tap?
We have 32 beers on tap. 32.
Okay, now, do you do domestics or is it all this microbrewery?
We have a handful of domestics, but the majority, 95% of our beers are craft. We are big on supporting our local craft breweries, Lake and Porter County, LaPorte County. That was always the intention, is to have beer that not everybody carries.
Mm-hmm.
They need some love, too.
Isn't that how your Gastro 49 is?
Correct.
So you're just taking beers from all the places, all the local microbrewers.
You got your Hammond, Griffith, okay. Highland, all your local breweries.
Yeah, me and Sharon do this show, and we've laughed that we probably, we got 52 weeks in a year, and we probably can have 52 breweries.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah.
That are just local. It's amazing how many have popped up, and they all seem to be going strong.
Yes.
So
yes.
What, out of all the microbreweries, what's probably the biggest hit?
I would say, there's a few. But I would have to say some of our top sellers would be 18th Street, Burnham Brewery out of Michigan City.
Mm-hmm. We had him on. Mm-hmm. He's kind of just started. I mean, he's only been around for a few years. Mm-hmm.
Yes. New Oberfalls, mm-hmm. Park Griffith. It's another great brewery.
What's it called?
New Oberfalls.
Oh, okay.
Then there's Devil's Trumpet out of America.
Yep, he's been on too.
Yes.
He's Chris. Chris has been on.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call. Get a gift card from Big Time Burgers and Brew out of Portage and Chef Nick's Eatery.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
We're back here in the studios in Maryville on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. You're listening to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. And I got a little bit of tingling going on in my body because of all the mixed drinks that Matt brought in from Big Time Burgers and Brew. What did you think about that, Sharon?
I loved them both. I like the Big Hog.
Yeah.
You like that Big Hog?
We do sell a lot of those. It's a very good cocktail.
It's a very good drink. And then go over again what's in there.
So it's old-fashioned traditionally is going to be simple syrup, bourbon, or whiskey or rye with some orange cherry variations. Some people muddle them. Some people don't. So it's just kind of you get the cherry from the bourbon. You get the orange from the peel. And then the bacon was just, everything's better with bacon. That was kind of a no-brainer.
So
a lot of people think that.
At your establishment, what's got more of a influx, the mixed drinks, the beer, or we didn't even talk about wine. So you sell a lot of mixed drinks or you just sell a lot of beer?
Well, that's kind of a nice little blend of everything.
Is it?
I mean, we sell a little bit more food than...
I would say, Trey, to be honest with you, I think you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. I
probably don't even have to tell you that.
Thank you.
But I would tell people this is the place to go to because, you grow up with the franchises and stuff, and at first they were okay, but now they're just zapping everything in microwaves and infrared ovens and stuff like this, and you guys aren't. Trey, you were telling me you make your own mayonnaise?
Yeah, all the condiments are made in-house.
Everything?
Yep,
not
everything.
Ketchup?
Yes.
Everything.
Oh, my God.
Ketchup, mustard,
You've outdone me.
Everything.
That's crazy. So your fries, you hand-cut your fries?
Hand-cut the fries.
Now, what kind of potatoes you use? Just a regular Idaho?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And what we have one or two different kinds of fries? I mean,
we offer several different ways you can get them. It's you can get them Cajun, tossed in Cajun. You can get Parmesan garlic, truffle, Parm, Buffalo Gorgonzola.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That seems, how about onion rings? You guys do onion rings?
We do.
And you batter them?
Yeah, I mean,
we don't even have to ask. We just say, do you make it from scratch? Do you do this from scratch?
Oh, sure.
We hand batter every single one of them. Every single one.
And then
we marinate them for 24 hours in a buttermilk marinade, and then we hand beer batter them.
Rolly, I see why you got this guy.
Yeah, he's I'm telling you.
And this guy, Matt, too. And I think you got a great crew here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell me, Rolly, what's one of your biggest challenges when you're dealing with the business? I mean, there's people out there that think, oh, the restaurant business, it's easy. I'll just make some grilled cheeses and people come here and eat it, right? Don't forget the tomato soup. So what's some of your challenges?
Some of the biggest challenges, of course, is that, coming into a community for the first time, people they expect the everyday regular stuff. And we're trying to do something that we're very truly passionate. We stick to our guns in regards to the freshness and the quality. Believe it or not, there are some people that that they're when they're used to conditioned to being fed just.
Yeah, no, salty.
Yeah,
stuff. You know, people don't realize it. I'm telling you how it is. You know, when you go to some of these places that are steakhouses, and you can get a steak dinner for like $7. You know what they do with that steak? It's the toughest steak, and they actually brine them. They marinate them.
It's cured. Yeah,
it's cured. Yeah. So in an enzyme that breaks down all the fibers.
Yep.
So that's what you're eating. And some people have a problem with that with their stomach.
It's horrible.
But not here. Not at Big Time Burgers and Brew. I you guys do any steaks? Any kind of like a steak sandwich or ribeye steak?
We do a smoked tri-tip sandwich. Oh,
see, they just don't do a steak. They got to smoke it.
So yeah,
and they're getting a big smoker.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you guys can probably help each other out. You know, run across the street. I can see Trey running across the street with his ribs and Matt running around.
Getting a golf cart so I can go back. And
that's
forth.
What you need is a golf cart. Who we got on the line there, Sharon?
Oh yeah, Heather from Valpo.
Hi Heather.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm getting hungry listening. It sounds really great.
Have you learned anything, though?
I have. Good. I have learned a lot in this hour.
Good.
But I do have a question. So my sons and I are listening, and we've got one that leans more vegetarian. And so I'm wondering what would be a good choice. I feel like that would be way off the burger and part of the menu. So I don't know what you would recommend. Well,
this drink I have in my head.
Yeah, I actually in house I make a vegan burger.
Oh, do you?
All right.
Yeah, so I do offer, and I have a couple of options on the menu for vegans and vegetarians.
And what would be the main ingredient for the vegan burger?
Yeah, I hear that too. When I have a veggie burger, but we just buy it. They always say, "What is the main ingredient?"
Yeah, it's a combination. There's not really one main ingredient. But I went all natural. I didn't use any of the chemical fillers that most people use. There's no xanthan gum or any of that crap. It's, you know, it's rice. There's cashews. There's mushrooms. There's beets. And then herbs and spices.
Heather, did you hear that cashews? You ever hear cashews in a vegetable burger?
No, that sounds fantastic as well.
That sounds
good. Beets sound great. Terrific. Well, we are looking forward to checking it out.
You know, Heather, have you ever been there or been by the Big Time Burgers and Brew in Portage?
I have not yet. This will be a little pilgrimage.
Okay. And then we're going to send you a gift card also out to Chef Nick's Eatery out in Winfield.
Oh, terrific. That sounds great. Thank you.
So you get a double dose. How's that?
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks
Enjoy
for calling in. Folks,
yep,
thanks. You know, for calling in, and we want more people to call in. 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And ask these guys a question. I got a question for Trey. I keep going back to Trey because I cook. Trey, you know, somebody that's out there that buys some burger, makes a hamburger, is there anything they should look at or how they should handle the burger? I mean, you hear that, oh, pat it up. Or you hear that, oh, you should only flip it one time on the grill and that's it. You know what I mean? I mean, is there any kind of secret? I mean, anything you can tell people? Because it is grilling season. People are going to be grilling out.
I know a lot of people aren't going to have a hand grinder at home, but I mean, to one thing you can do if you go to the local grocery store, just buy a couple different types of ground meat and put those together to make something a little bit different than just your basic, you know, store-bought hamburger patty or chuck patty. So you can change the fat structure a little bit to make it a little bit more flavorful.
So what combination of meat to the fat content? Everyone has a percentage on their label for the most part. What do you look for?
I personally like a 75-25. I think it's a little bit more flavorful than an 80-20. It's about as much as you can go though on an open fire before you'll start to get too deep of a char and unpleasant flavor. Yeah.
So how would you season your burger? What's your basic seasoning? I mean, you don't have to give your secret.
Yeah, no.
What would you do at home? I mean, people don't have all this wild stuff like we do.
At home, honestly, simple salt and pepper is more than adequate for a good quality, you know, beef product.
You know, I agree with you 100%. Myself, I don't eat a lot of salt. I try to stay away from it.
Mm-hmm.
But the only time I really do put salt on something is when I make my burger or I make my steak. Those are the times.
This makes a nice caramelization on the outside of the patty.
Right. I was curious about where did you say you went to? You went to chef school?
I did. I went to the Pennsylvania Culinary Institute in Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow. Do you think that people have to go to chef school to be good cooks or?
Absolutely not.
No.
Thank you.
No.
I went to a culinary school too.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I went to Purdue Lafayette. So
just
I
had
did,
a conversation
I did,
with somebody today
yeah,
about
and
that.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I mean, it's good. It's fine.
It helps you.
It helps you.
Is
but
that just like saying, "Hey, I have a credential"?
I mean, you go. I mean, it gives you the basics of
right
of ingredients and how to put things together. But it doesn't make you a great cook. It
no.
just kind of gives you
a basic outline. It's experience on the line.
It's experience.
Yeah. And if you're someone that has some passionate, you know, Matt does his mixologist drinks, and I'm sure he watches TV to see what other guys are doing. I mean, I'm sure you're doing the
Absolutely.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I do the same thing. You go online. You know, at school, do they give you the practical experience? Like,
No. Oh,
my God, okay, my fryer pilot light went out. Okay.
So before there was, like, cooking shows and YouTube and all this, what did you guys do? Just talk to each other or other professionals?
Yeah.
And exchange
that's,
ideas.
That's how magazines, stuff like that. But like you said, you learn – when you work it.
Yeah.
That's how it all happens. So, yeah, it's good to go to a culinary school. But, you know, there's no reason to do what I did. There was no reason to go to Purdue Lafayette for another 3 years. Mm. You know, there's no, you know, I learned everything from when I was 11 years old working at Around the Clock
yeah,
and stuff
absolutely.
Like that. And it builds on you and builds on you and builds on you. Rolly, how did you become a beer aficionado?
You got to get a belly like mine first.
Lots of practice.
Yeah, lots of practice, yes. Lots of practice. I just my love for beer.
Yeah.
My love for beer and just hearing the, you know, just hearing all the different unique, it never occurred to me growing up in my 20s and even in my early 30s that people could make beer.
Yeah.
You know, you're so conditioned to thinking what's on the liquor store, what's at the grocery store is what's available. And when I first heard that somebody was actually making beer in their garage, I was blown away. And I was like, "Wow, you can do that?" I was like, "Yes, of course you can."
Right over here in the garage, right next to the studio, is called Cognito Brewery,
mm-hmm.
and he brews
yep.
right up
yep.
the garage right
yeah.
here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is kind of interesting.
It is. It's very, and the passion that goes. I just talking to some of these gentlemen, some of these brewers. It's like when you talk to Trey about food, their eyes and everything,
right.
their demeanor, their shoulders.
You get like a little chill in your body. When
yes,
you,
yes.
Folks, we got not even 5 minutes left. You want a gift card? Call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and talk to the guys from the Big Time Burgers and Brew out of Portage. And Matt, how's the wine scene going with you guys? You guys deal with a lot of local. That's see now we did the breweries. Now you're starting to see this wine trail
yeah.
coming up.
Well, everything's cyclical. I mean, mm-hmm. it's, you go to trade shows, you know, trends change pretty quick. I mean, there's bars that are selling wine on tap. They get little mini kegs, and we have a pretty base selection. We have four whites and four reds.
Okay,
with the burgers and brew kind of being the focus. We
okay.
wanted to have enough to accommodate
so
people
the
that
wine,
would want wine, but that's yeah. not like our main focus.
Oh, so you're not nice to wine?
No, we're gentle with wine.
So, you know, do you do any local, like Butler Wines or any of those guys?
Well, we do work really close with Nikki over at Aftermath in Valpo.
Okay.
We carry
We've
her
had
ciders.
Her on, too.
Yeah, yeah. She's got amazing cider. So we were very, very supportive. Again, she's local, and we sell a lot of her stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about bourbons and things like that? I mean, you got any, Matt, anybody local?
I mean, with that Traverse City.
Isn't that
I mean,
something new? I think that's coming up, too. People making
yes.
their own whiskeys.
Yeah,
stuff.
Micro distillery.
Yeah.
Will be the next thing. We're kind of limited by the bar space we have there. Believe me, I'd love to have, if you've been to, like, some of the other bars where they have shelves
yeah.
as high as the ceiling. I mean, we kind of are limited in what we can carry there. But for Bark, it's going to be a barbecue and bourbon, so we'll be doing bourbon flights there.
Oh,
that'll
really?
Be more of a that'll be a better selection in terms of bourbons and whiskeys.
You know, Rolly, since you're the roux of it all, which
Ooh.
Trey understands what I mean.
I know
roux,
what that means.
Okay, you do too. That's great.
That
they don't put that in drinks, do they?
No, not that I'm
but,
aware of.
And you've been your passion is like I noticed the beer. The beer is like lighting up your eyes. So after this barbecue place. Which, folks, barbecue doesn't mean the sauce. It's the way you cook the meat. How about you guys going to think about a brewery? A little brewery, maybe?
Possibly,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, that is in the works. We have other
yes.
things.
Ah, works. See, Nick is Notre Dame.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see.
So you're thinking about that down
yes,
the road.
Yes, we are. We're talking to two individuals that are that are just, again, mind-blowing. The passion, everything that they eat,
yeah.
sleep, and think. Beer.
So are you thinking about doing it in the same area? kind of keep your so this way you just have your golf cart just go real close to everything.
Absolutely.
In a giant circle, yes.
So we're really getting close to the end of the show here. Yeah. We got maybe 4 or 5 minutes left. And well, let me ask you this, Rolly. What is your address, your phone number, and all those things that people need to know to get to your place? And your hours of operation.
We are Big Time Burgers and Brew. We're located at 2545 Promenade Way in Portage, Indiana. Our phone number is area code 219-841-9984. It's 219-841-9984. We are open daily at 11, closed on Mondays, and we are open till 9 o'clock during the week, 10 o'clock on the weekends. Weekends meaning Friday and Saturday.
How about your food hours?
Our food hours, same. Those are our hours.
Those are the hours for the food,
except for Sunday. Sunday, our kitchen closes at 8.
Okay.
And during the week, 9, and Friday and Saturday at 10.
And I'm sure you guys do carryouts, right?
Yes.
So somebody calls in, do this carryout. Now, you guys do any kind of like, we're down to the last few minutes here, folks. So we're not going to take any more phone calls. You guys do any kind of entertainment there?
The entertainment is the food.
Okay.
The food and the beer, yes.
And the beer.
Absolutely.
Food is entertainment.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
So, Trey, you do soups?
I do. I do. Every week I do a different soup.
So you run the same soup all week?
Yeah, I do. Soup of the week.
So what do you got to this week?
This week we are doing, what in the world are we doing?
That's how it was about who we had last week as a guest.
But if you check out our Facebook every Tuesday morning, you'll see where we have our
French onion, sir.
Onion this week.
That's good. Yes. So basically every week you feature a drink.
Yep.
And you feature a food special?
I do an appetizer, a burger, a sandwich, and a soup.
And then a beer?
Yes. We have a featured beer. Correct.
Okay. Well, Sharon, we're at the end of the show.
And I
can
tell you, last week we had those barbecue guys, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, that's who we had.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
For jogging my memory.
Yeah, I actually remember.
You guys got a nice job here. You get to hang out and talk shop and eat some food and some drinks.
Oh, certainly, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it's always, you guys make it, It's what you guys make it.
We want to thank these guys from Big Time Burgers and Brew out of Portage. We want to thank Chef Trey. We want to thank Rolly, the Big Roo. And we want to thank Matt, the mixologist, for coming in and joining us. They took time out in their day to tell us all about their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to eat their food right after this.
Yes, exactly.
So you want to start up the car so we can get going?
Oh, start the car? No, I left it in the parking lot.
Did you?
And
you they booted it.
No.
They probably booted it.
They wouldn't dare. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Where's that car?
We're walking around. We got to find this thing.
Wait, it's in the big parking lot. Where is that thing? Did you find it? You got a beeper?
It's over here.
Don't you got a beeper?
It's over here.
Your battery. Oh, there it is. Sharon. Well, guys, thanks for joining us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio.
Thanks.
Again, we're live here in Merrillville. And I encourage everyone to visit Big Time Burgers and Brew out of Portage. It is not your ordinary brewery, bar or whatever. It's actually an eatery, I would call it. Wouldn't you call it an eatery?
Yes.
And they got some really good professional guys. And I want to thank everyone for listening to Let's Eat. I want to wish everyone a great weekend, a safe weekend. And Karen, Sharon, we're about ready to go here.
Yeah.
Thank you for driving.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next week. Thanks, folks. Ciao.